Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Given that Star Trek and Doctor Who are two of the longest-running sci-fi series spanning over 5 decades, it was inevitable that there would be some squeal-worthy crossovers. With that in mind then, I'm Ellie with What Culture, and here are 10 Doctor Who actors who appeared in Star Trek. Number 10. Nana Visitor. Easily the most famous on the list to Trekkies is Deep Space Nine's Nana Visitor, playing the hardened Bajoran Major Kira Nerys for all seasons and only beginning to soften towards the tail end of the show's run. Nana was perfect for a role in more serious Who spin-off Torchwood. Playing Olivia Colasanto, the granddaughter of one of the many ex-lovers of series protagonist Captain Jack Harkness, Visitor brought the same stern strength seen weekly in Deep Space Nine, along with a genuine concern for her lovesick grandfather. Tasked with protecting Jack after the events of Miracle Day left him the only mortal man on Earth, Olivia went to the extreme lengths of kidnapping the family of Torchwood alumni Gwen Cooper to gain the cooperation of Jack and the team. A short but sweet 2-episode run ensured a memorable appearance for everyone's favourite Major. Number 9. Deep Roy. Appearing first in 2009 Star Trek, veteran actor Deep Roy starred alongside Simon Pegg in the depths of the engineering bay as right-hand man engineer Keenser. Expertly playing the comedic opposite to chatty, excitable chief engineer Scott, Roy would return to the role for the sequel Star Trek Beyond, building on his experience of heavily prosthetic characters in that other Star franchise as both an Ewok and a walking Yoda. Tom Baker-era Doctor Who was also graced with Deep Roy in the classic serial The Talons of Weng Chiang as 51st century cyborg Mr. Sin. Developed as a toy and containing the cerebral cortex of a pig, Mr. Sin seemed harmless at first, but soon lived up to his name, gaining access to a laser rifle and firing upon anything in its vicinity. A far cry from the lovable Keenser in the Trek universe. Number 8. David Warner. Warner has a long and varied history with the Star Trek franchise, and although not instantly recognizable, has made the leap from both the small screen to some of the more popular Trek big screen outings. Warner made his first appearance in Star Trek V: The Final Frontier as disillusioned ambassador St. John Talbot. Talbot worked on the Nimbus 3, often describing it as the dumping ground for the most useless people in the universe. Warner continued to pop up in both Star Trek VI: The Undiscovered Country in full Klingon garb as the quickly disposed of Chancellor Gorkon, and then in the Next Generation episode Chain of Command as Cardassian Gul Madred. Warner made the short hop over to Who, aiding the Matt Smith incarnation of the Doctor as Russian scientist Professor Grisenko against the reborn Ice Warriors in Cold War. With a love of Duran Duran and Ultravox, Warner joined the usually small group of characters who took on a monster of the week and survived. Number 7. Simon Pegg. British actors feature heavily in this list, and with the sci-fi resume Simon Pegg holds, it should come as no surprise that he has snagged a role in both franchises. Firstly, playing antagonist the Editor in Ninth Doctor's story The Long Game, Pegg pivoted from the likeable loser most UK viewers had got to know in his own series Spaced. He provided a formidable foe for Eccleston's battle-weary Doctor and assistant Rose. Exposure in these UK stalwarts led J.J. Abrams to make the call to longtime fan Pegg, and the rest is Trek history. Filling the shoes of the late greats James Doohan as engineer Montgomery Scotty Scott, after some stiff competition with Stargate Atlantis favourite Paul McGillion, who is actually Scottish, Pegg starred in all of Abrams' Kelvin Universe Trek movies. And with talk of a fourth movie doing the rounds, it seems we will see Scotty knocking around the engineering room with partner Keenser for some time yet. Number 6. Noel Clarke. first introduced as the dorky boyfriend of Rose Tyler, who constantly suffered the mocking of both her and the Doctor, Noel Clarke played Mickey the Idiot in the modern revival of Doctor Who. Though brave, Mickey wasn't exactly the sharpest tool in the shed, often taking a little bit longer than the rest to catch up and handle whatever alien threat was present at the time. Oh, and he also got eaten by a bin once. Trek saw Clarke cast in Star Trek Into Darkness as the family man with a dark secret, Thomas Herriwood. An officer for Starfleet and secretly for less than ethical Section 31, Thomas cared deeply for his daughter, who was gravely ill. Given the chance to save her by John Harrison, you know the twist, Herriwood allowed Harrison's blood to be infused with hers, saving her life. In exchange, however, he was asked to blow up the Kelvin Memorial Archive, killing himself and 40 others in the process. Number 5. Mark Shepherd. Most famous as King of the Crossroads and later King of Hell demon Crowley in Supernatural, Mark Shepherd has made an appearance in a number of sci-fi staples such as The X-Files, Battlestar Galactica, and Firefly. Popping up in Star Trek Voyager, Shepherd played Lucon Echeb in the episodes Collective and Child's Play, respectively. Using his son as a human weapon, Lucon and his wife Yifei infected him with anti-Borg pathogens with the hope to stem the invasion. Echeb, named after Shepherd's character, was later rescued by the Voyager crew and returned to his parents, only to have them try again. Joining in on the government connection, Shepherd played FBI agent Canton Everett Delaware III. Teaming up with the 11th Doctor Matt Smith in The Impossible Astronaut, Delaware helped to protect President Nixon and defeat the memory-manipulating Silence. Number 4. Guy Siner. Well known to British audiences as dozy Lieutenant Hubert Gruber in Allo Allo, Guy Siner played a pivotal role as father of Enterprise tactical genius Malcolm Reed. Stuart Reed appeared in Enterprise episode Silent Enemy and was mentioned throughout its run as the lingering spectre over Malcolm's career. Disappointed in the choice to explore the universe rather than continue the family tradition of the Royal Navy, Stuart Reed was open in his lack of approval and as a result had not spoken with his son for several years. Having no trouble taking arms in Doctor Who Classic, Siner played high-ranking General Raven of the Khalid army in classic story Genesis of the Daleks. Ruthless to begin with, Raven eventually joined the Doctor against recurring villain Davros until perishing after an attack by the opposing forces of the Thals. Number 3. Daphne Ashbrook. In Who circles, the mere mention of Daphne Ashbrook can send a chill down the spine of even the most hardened fans. Dr. Grace Holloway was the love interest of half-human movie Dr. Paul McGann, and although never appearing on screen again, was one of the many reasons some fans ignore the movie ever happened in the first place. In Deep Space Nine, Daphne appeared as Melora in the episode of the same name. Assigned to Deep Space Nine, Melora began a relationship with Station Dr. Julian Bashir. Ashbrook and Dr. Love go hand in hand, it seems, as he attempted to allow her to function in normal gravity due to her alien physiology. After some intense treatment and an encounter which required using her gravitational ability to save herself and Jadzia Dax from criminals, Melora decided to forego the treatment out of fear it may rob her of what makes her an Elasian in the first place. Number 2. W. Morgan Shepherd. Perhaps inspiring his son to dip a foot in the Trek waters, father of Mark Shepherd, W. Morgan Shepherd, has played multiple roles in multiple Trek series. Shepherd can also boast that he has appeared in both the original movies and the Abrams reboot, playing a Klingon Commandant in Star Trek VI and a Vulcan Science Minister in 2009 Star Trek. In meteor roles, Shepherd played Ira Graves in Next Generation episode The Schizoid Man, friend of famed scientist and data creator Noonien Sung. As the father of Mark Shepherd, he was also the perfect fit as the older Canton Delaware in The Impossible Astronaut, helping to deliver the message of the Doctor's demise to companions Rory and Amy and bear witness to his final moments. Number 1. John Delancey. Ever the thorn in the side of many a Starfleet captain, Q ensured his place in Trek history from the outset with a brilliant portrayal by John Delancey. Can you really see anyone else lighting up the screen in the role with even an ounce of the charisma that he has? Q took pleasure in putting Picard in his place from their very first meeting and setting up some massive events in Starfleet history, like making the Borg aware of humans, just for his own amusement. Jumping over to the Hooniverse, Delancey played CIA head Alan Shapiro in Torchwood serial Miracle Day. Noticeably suspicious of the Torchwood team, and who wouldn't be, all those good-looking people just happening to work together, Shapiro eventually moved over to their way of thinking and supported in finding the cause of Miracle Day. Although caught in an explosion, no evidence of his death is shown on screen, so perhaps he popped out to the Delta Quadrant at the last moment.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.